This week, we start things off with a look at a program in Sussex County that connects senior citizen residents with county heritage in a way that's benefits both sides. Farming is a major part of Sussex County's history and heritage, and there's a successful program which gives eligible senior citizens the opportunity to enjoy what these local farmers produce. Here are the details about the Senior Farmers Market Nutrition Program from the Sussex County Department of Human Services Division of Senior Services is Lorraine Hans. Good morning, Lorraine.
Good morning, Chris.
More info, of course, over the county website, sussex.nj.us. If you look in the news section, you'll see the official release about that. And, Lorraine, given the fact that this program keeps coming back year after year after year, I'm probably safely assuming this is one of your more successful programs.
Yes, it is. It allows our seniors to get out there and get some fresh local fruits and vegetables.
And I'll run this through you just a couple of times here, but again, if you go over to sussex.nj.us and look for the press release about the voucher program in the news section, you'll find out these details, too. The distribution dates coming up include Friday, June 13th. It'll be a lucky Friday, the 13th, Montague Senior Club meeting at St. Thomas Church in Route 206. On Tuesday, June 17th, the Opakong Civic Center, Brookside Terrace in Newton on Thursday, the 19th. And then July 16th at the Sparta Senior Center at Knoll Heights Village. You can get the precise times and a reminder, too, about those locations and the dates at sussex.nj.us. In the news section, the press release reads, Senior Farmers Market Nutrition Program offers free produce for eligible seniors. Let us highlight that eligibility, Lorraine. What are the eligibility prerequisites?
You need to be a senior 60 years or older, and then there's a financial eligibility, and they're different for the time period of June 1st through the 30th and then starting February 1st. So up until June 30th, you need to have an annual income, if you're single, of $21,257 or under, and if you're married, $28,694, and that's annually. Effective July 1st, if you're single, the income has to be under $21,590 annually. And if you're married, you have to be under the income of $29,101 annually. You have to have proof of your income, which would include your tax return, your Social Security statement, valid Medicaid card, valid food stamp card, or a bank statement showing your income that comes in.
And when we say income, income is everything. Someone is getting Social Security, has a part-time job. Those two amounts are combined as far as income is concerned.
Correct.
Okay. And we should mention, too, that if you can't make any of the dates that I tossed past your ears or that you'll see on the website, vouchers can be picked up at the Sussex County Department of Human Services, Division of Senior Services. That's 1 Spring Street and the second floor in Newton, weekdays from 8:30 a.m., until 4:30 p.m. And it's what are the vouchers amount to, and what kind of participation have you been receiving from the various farm stands in the county?
The recipient of the farmer market vouchers would get a $20 voucher. Basically, it's 4 vouchers for $5 that they can use between June 1st through November 30th to purchase fruits or vegetables from local participating farm stands. And we have Highland Lakes Farmers Market that's in Newton. We have Hopatcong Farmers Market in Hopatcong, Ideal Farms and Garden Center in Lafayette, Pochunk Valley Farms in Glenwood, Sparta's Farmer Market in Sparta, Starbright Farms in Andover, Sussex County Farmers Market in Augusta, at the fairgrounds, Valley View Farms in Augusta, and Wendy Brown Farms in Newton participating in this program.
That's a great variety. And a person doesn't have to use all the vouchers in one place. They can bounce around where they want to, right?
That is correct.
Talking with Lorraine Hentz from the Sussex County Department of Human Services, Division of Senior Services, about their Senior Farmers Market Nutrition Program, which you can find out more. And I will give you the dates and time and the locations again before we conclude here if you want to get something to write that down with. But it can also be found at sussex.nj.us. You can also call 579-0555, of course, 973 area code 579-0555 for more information. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. When you think back over the history of this program, Lorraine, what are some of the What's some of the feedback you've gotten from both the voucher recipients as well as the participating farmers?
The participating farmers really enjoy giving back to the community, and it helps our seniors get that local flavor that we grew up with. So from them, it's a great contribution to our community. As far as the seniors using the program, anytime they're picking up the vouchers, they're talking about liking everything from local tomatoes and corns to peaches. So they're spreading them out to get those local vegetables or fruits.
Are the vouchers limited to produce? Because some of these farmers, too, they've, I guess they say diversification is key to business growth. Some of these farmers produced cheese and jams, honey, a variety of things. Are these vouchers good for everything at the participating stands, or are there any limitations as far as products are concerned?
It's the limitations to the fruits or vegetables.
But of course, you know, when you get in front of some of these farm stands and you see the wide variety and probably a surprising variety of products and produce combined, that after you use your vouchers, you might just reach in, grab another $20 of your own money and get some of the other good stuff these guys and girls have too.
Absolutely.
And obviously this is all already underway. It started earlier this month, but if a farm stand or a farmer's market wants to participate the next time around, what are some of the things they have to do?
They would have to call the Department of Community Affairs and sign up for the program.
And it's as easy as that? No, fee, no cost, no charge?
That's it. They'll give the specifics of becoming a registered vendor and what the process is.
So let me give you the rundown again for the next distribution dates coming up locally. Of course, you can always go to the Sussex County Department of Human Services, Division of Senior Services. That's 1 Spring Street and the second floor in Newton. Any weekday from 8:30 in the morning until 4:30 in the afternoon. We should say while supplies last, because there are limits to how many vouchers there are, correct, Lorraine?
We have 500 vouchers allocated to Sussex County. So right now we should be good to meet all of our seniors' needs that would qualify for the program. However, fruits and vegetables, they're all the local grown ones that are available. That's what this program is for. So varying times, if you want strawberries, you need to get them now.
Yeah.
And you might want to spend $5 on some fresh strawberries and then come the end of July, get your corn. You know what I mean? And then if you want to save them for September to start getting some of the local grown apples, that's what a lot of our seniors do. The 4 vouchers need to be redeemed by November 30th. So you can use them sporadically throughout the seasons for varying fruits or vegetables.
You can plan your whole produce gathering for the entire season. And again, the next distribution dates, locations, the Montague Senior Club meeting, St. Thomas Church on Route 206 on Friday, June 13th. On the 17th, the Hopatcong Civic Center, the 19th at the Brookside Terrace in Newton, and the local distribution dates wrap up on July 16th at the Spartish Senior Center at Knoll Heights Village. If you can't get to any of those, there's, again, the weekdays from 8:30 in the morning till 4:30 in the afternoon. Availabilities of the vouchers at the Sussex County Department of Human Services, Division of Senior Services, 1 Spring Street, second floor in Newton. Find out more about all this that we spoke about here at sussex.nj.us. And from the Sussex County Department of Human Services, Division of Senior Services, we've been joined this morning by Lorraine Hentz. Lorraine, thanks as always for making sure this program continues, the benefits that it provides all parts of the equation. Thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you very much, Chris, for getting the word out. We appreciate it.